With me in the studio today is Judith Ferris. She is artist in residence here at the university. She is also the vocal director of theater and dance at the River Campus. Judith, welcome to KRCU. You are here to tell us about this rather strange play you're in called Nonsense.
Hi, Barb. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to talk about this rather strange show. It's actually a musical, and we are presenting it as part of a summer arts festival for the entire community offered by the River Campus, this beautiful campus that we have that 9 months of the year is bustling with everything, but in the summer pretty much lies dormant. And the community actually asked for some artistic endeavors at the River Campus during the summer months. So it's going to be something there for everyone in the community, offered, as I said, by the River Campus. When Dean of the River Campus started conceptualizing this many, many months ago, she came up with the idea of the show Nonsense because it's very, very funny, it's good for all ages, and it is a musical. And she decided that in order to do this limited cast, therefore cheaper, she needed a star name to draw in the crowd. And there was no money for a star name, so they had to settle for me. I am now the mother superior, and my son calls me the mother inferior. That's okay. The mother superior is in charge of the convent and a bunch of sisters. There were 71. And then suddenly, Sister Julia, child of God, which is another joke from the show, accidentally poisoned all but 19 of those nuns.
That's quite a feat.
So the Mother Superior, this is totally in a very tiny nutshell, tries to raise money to bury the sisters and succeeded with all but four. She thought there was enough and ended up buying a 3D television with the rest of the money, and four were left. So the rest, this whole show is a fundraiser for enough to bury those four sisters who are currently in the freezer. And the biggest fear, besides the Ben and Jerry starting to taste strange, is that the health inspector will come around and everyone will get in trouble. So it's quite
Gee, I can't
quite
imagine
hilarious.
Why.
And, you know, I'm singing a la Sophie Tucker, and Barb, you know, that's never been my thing. So I have to change my whole conception of myself, my old perception of myself, and my goal is basically to make the audience laugh and forget any problems they may have and totally enjoy this aspect of themselves. So that's what I intend to try to do.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be
The other good thing
unreal.
For me is that the smallness of the cast, within the other sisters, I have two of my former students, now graduates of our department, two of my current students still in our department, and one of my dear friends from the community, actually our music director's wife, who is a wonderful performer in her own right. So we have a very congenial group, and I couldn't undertake this without Ken Stilson, because I've been the music vocal director of all of his shows since I've been here, all of our musicals, and I know his work, and I know that he helps everyone, especially me, be comfortable in this strange situation.
And it's going to be in the Wendy Rust.
Yes, it is. It's
theater, it's, right?
It's another thing that's it's conducive for that size.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
And should
yeah.
this whole festival be a success, we will always need to do musicals that are better suited for that kind of space. And it's a great theater, the Black Box Theater. So many of our community people have been supportive, and others, even though their tax monies help pay for this adventures, this campus, have never seen it, have never been inside the Bedell, that amazing structure, which helps us amazingly to get new faculty. It's not necessarily the salary, it's the situation
the
there.
Facility.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The facility.
Yeah.
And then the Black Box Theater, the Wendy Kircher Rust Theater, is perfect for this kind of a show, an intimate setting.
Judith, I think that is one of the most perfect small theaters I have ever been
in my life.
That's
wonderful.
Yes.
Certainly better than a lot of the similar ones in New York.
Oh, well, it's just, you know, I've seen a number of things there, and you're right there.
This is the first time, though, we've done a musical in there, and I'm anxious to see with a five-member band and no microphones how acoustically it's going
to work.
Yeah, it's a lot of wall space that are basically, I guess, cinder blocks. I don't know much about construction, but we have curtains, we have things, but it's going to be interesting to see acoustically when it all comes together how that's going to be.
All right, so the dates are June 19, 20, and 21. Those are the evening performances at 7:30.
Correct.
Then the 22nd is a Sunday, and that's 2 p.m.
Correct.
Then the next week, 26, 27, 28.
Right.
And then the 29th is the other matinee.
And the final production, the final performance, yes.
All right, well, I hope that there are going to be lots of people who come out for this.
You and I both. I mean, they need this. This is the perfect vehicle for those who've had some trepidation of some sort to come to the River Campus inside for whatever reason. This is the one to come to. The tickets are only $20. I mean, it's almost, in my opinion, low. Sometimes you have to charge more for people to think it's worth it. Anyway, no one has an excuse now to not come, and bring the whole family, which is our goal.
The idea of an arts festival in the summertime down there is just wonderful.
It is wonderful.
It's too bad to let it stay
dormant.
And
for some 13 years or so, as I understand it, that was before my time here, I can you believe I'm starting my ninth year?
Wow.
This fall semester. Yeah, I know. Where's the time going? Huh?
That's amazing.
But I came for a year, and I'm still here. Evidently, they had this plan some 13 years ago. And then with the River Campus and the moving and trying to settle in with all the adjustments, finally, here we are. And we hope that the community, in their appreciation and enjoyment of it all, will continue, and it can be every summer.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Judith, Nonsense. I can't wait to see it.
Affectionately called Nonsense.
Yes.
But it's actually named sort of with that idea.
Well, sure.
Yeah, Dan Goggins had this conception 30 years ago.
Is it that old?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my.
It was designed to be able to be presented in a church basement. And they say the highest form of flattery is to be made fun of a little bit. And so the Catholic Church enjoys this show, but it's funny for any denomination, including those who have no belief. It's hysterical. The songs are fun. There's tap dancing. There's everything. There's a little ballet thing. There's anything. What I used to always say about opera, it's all in this.
Well,
on a much lower level.
It sounds wonderful, Judith, and I want to thank you so much for coming in here.
It's always a
pleasure,
Barb.
To tell us about it, and I have a feeling that there are going to be a lot of people coming to see Nonsense.
Well, they tell me the tickets are selling like pancakes. What is that phrase?
Hotcakes.
Hotcakes, there you go. and we've just really started our kind of publicity set up here. So they're going to be kind of bombarded through the paper and this and that. With the now ads, the posters will be out, but you better hurry because we do expect it to sell out every night. The theater holds about 190 people only. So whatever that is, times eight, that's all the people that are going to get to see this.
Well, Judith, once again, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
I look forward to seeing the play.
I know I'll see you there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.